Who are you looking for? A king? A rebel? A prophet? A threat? From the flickering candlelight of the upper room to the olive-shadowed valley of Gethsemane, Christ walks the road of surrender. The 12 are now 11. Judas has gone, but soon he returns, not with love, but with guards and betrayal. Lanterns float like fireflies, dancing toward the light of the world. Swords glint in the shadows. Jesus steps forward with calm authority. Whom do you seek? Jesus of Nazareth, I am he. Again he says it, and again they fall back in awe. If it's me you want, let these others go, he says. The good shepherd still protecting his sheep. But Peter, quick-tempered and frightened, lashes out. A servant's ear falls to the ground, but sharper still is Jesus' rebuke. No more of this. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me? They seize him and lead him away before priests who speak of God, yet know him not. Christ stands silently accused. Peter and John follow, creeping into the courtyard shadows. You were with him, a servant girl says. I was not, Peter replied. By glowing coals, he denies his Lord again, and once more, then, I swear by Almighty God, I do not know him. The cock crows, and Peter weeps. What is truth? They bring Jesus to Pilate. Robes of Rome brushing dust from Jewish streets, but the priests will not enter his court, lest they be defiled before their sacred feast. What has he done? Pilate asks. He's a criminal, they say. Then judge him yourselves. We cannot, they reply. He deserves death. Pilate returns inside. Are you the king of the Jews? Do you ask this on your own? Jesus replies. My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight, but I came to bear witness to the truth. So you are a king then? As you say, I was born for this, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth hears my voice. What is truth? Pilate mutters, then walks away. He finds nothing wrong, but tradition must be observed. One prisoner I release at Passover. Shall I give you your king? No, they shout. Give us Barabbas. And so, the sinless one is handed to the hands of violence. The soldiers weave a crown of thorns, press it cruelly into his brow. They mock, strike, and scourge him till barely a human remains. Pilate shows him again. Ecce homo, behold the man. But the crowd cries louder, crucify him. You do it, Pilate pleads. No, they say, he has claimed to be the Son of God. Now Pilate is afraid. He asks again, where are you from? But Jesus is silent. Don't you know I have power to free you or crucify you? You have no power except what is given from above. Jesus answers, and those who handed me over bear the greater guilt. Pilate seeks a way out, but the crowd threatens, if you release him, you are no friend of Caesar. At last, he sits in judgment, washes his hands, and surrenders Christ to the cross. Behold the King. Battered, bloodied, Christ carries his cross to Golgotha, the place of the skull. Soldiers drive iron through flesh. The King is lifted up between thieves. Above him a sign, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. The priests protest, say he claims to be king. But Pilate replies, what I have written, I have written. The soldiers cast lots for his clothing, as David's ancient psalm is fulfilled. Amid the agony, his mother stands near with faithful women. What pain now pierces her soul as the angel had foretold the child she once held now gasps for air. For 3 hours, darkness covers the land. Creation itself mourns, for its creator is dying. Then a sudden cry, not of defeat, but triumph. Tetelestai, it is finished. He bows his head and gives up his spirit. In the garden once more, even in death, the body must be dealt with. The feast draws near. Legs are broken to hasten suffocation. But Jesus is already dead. Instead, then, a spear piercing his side, and from the wound flows both blood and water, a fountain of cleansing, a baptism of grace. Scripture is fulfilled again. Not one of his bones will be broken, and they will look on the one they have pierced. Joseph of Arimathea, wealthy, afraid, but now courageous, asks Pilate for the body. With Nicodemus, he brings spices, like those offered by Magi at Jesus' infancy. Together, they wrap the body with reverent hands, anoint him with myrrh and aloes. Near the place of crucifixion, a garden, and in it, a new tomb. They lay him there. The stone is rolled shut. But even now, as silence settles and Sabbath begins, the story is not over. For the Savior of the world, who died for your sin, will conquer death, and by his grace, let new life begin.